Hey, it's Steve with Mouse Chat, and we are at the Blue Bayou, and I've got Bob, Chris, and from Pixie Vacations, we have Leslie. And we're just getting ready to have a little lunch. We thought we'd do a quick podcast for everybody. And our salads are just arriving. Lots of editing.
Gotta love the background noise. Adds to the ambience.
Yeah, so the Blue Bayou is right here by Pirates of the Caribbean, so you sit kind of real close to the water and watch the boats go by.
Is there one that doesn't have onions?
This one has no onions here.
Oh, okay.
These are the yellow bell peppers.
Oh, thank you. Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay,
yes, this
Steve?
This is definitely a different dining experience.
It is. Nice. It's very pretty in here. So, do we want to talk about some of the differences in the rides?
Well, I mean,
okay, for you?
I know you're sure. A first-timer, Chris, so...
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean, maybe first impressions?
Okay. My first impression? It's a beautiful park. Getting here is kind of difficult, as you know. I have some issues. But, I mean, they're two beautiful parks. It was really nice, but I haven't seen everything yet, so...
Well...
What do you think of the castle?
It was small.
The castle small?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think it's... I actually think it's better designed than the one at Disneyland in some respects. Or Disney World, sorry. But it is small. But it's okay. I don't think it takes anything away. In some ways, when you're walking down Main Street and you don't have that big castle popping out there, it's a little bit of a letdown in a way. But I thought it was still good.
I mean, everything is kind of on a smaller scale here. All of the shops on Main Street are on a smaller scale. So it's all very intimate, I think is a word that cast members use. It's an intimate park. But it's definitely got a very nice flow to it and feel to it.
Yeah, it does.
What was your favorite ride between Leslie?
This is my first time here, and what I've been struck by the most is how things are familiar yet different.
Yeah.
So, Pirates of the Caribbean, for example, comes to mind since we're sitting right here and looking at it while we're enjoying our lunch. The ride begins in the Blue Bayou restaurant, so you begin your Pirates of the Caribbean journey going through the Louisiana Bayou. And then suddenly you're in something that's much more familiar, but it's longer, which I thought was interesting.
A lot longer, two drops.
Yeah, two drops where you get a little wet.
And the boat moves, and although I've been told it's just the flow of the water, but the boat moves very, very slowly through the attraction, I thought.
Yep.
So, you know, plenty of time to experience it and take it all in. But yeah, that definitely is a good one as far as ride differences.
Similarly, Small World loads and unloads outside, which is a completely different experience, and the ride is longer.
Yeah.
And boy, do you feel that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it, you know, but I like it in Small World, so.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it's a beautiful building, I will admit, and it's really nicely done inside.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the rides load and unload here, I think the climate. It doesn't rain as much.
Right, yeah, so that's a big difference that people may not be used to is like the Matterhorn. The line the line starts all the way outside and wraps around the attraction before you even get to the loading area.
Yeah. And we rode the Matterhorn.
Yes. Yeah, it's still rough.
It's still bumpy.
Yeah.
But they have the new cars that have the seat. If you're tall, it's very hard to get into the new vehicles.
Yeah, you can't stretch out your legs as much as a tall person as you used to in the old one.
I think even if you're only about 5'8", you're going to have trouble. Because honestly, I'm 5'2", and it was hard to get in and out. So, yeah.
The other thing that some of us experienced last night was the monorail here. And that's a big difference because... You know, the monorails aren't going to the resorts and they're not going to, you know, you're not taking it from the Magic Kingdom to Epcot. I mean, you're talking about Disneyland where the two parks are directly across from one another.
Yep.
So the monorail runs from Magic Kingdom, or Disneyland, excuse me, to Downtown Disney and back. And it's seating only, no standing.
Yep.
It's very low. And I was surprised to see the windows open.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that too.
Which was nice. You got a really nice breeze.
And the Howard Johnsons that you go by.
Right,
the,
yeah.
The Denny's.
It's literally right outside. Yeah, I mean, they have the live music at Downtown Disney and stuff.
No, that was like right where you can hear it from the monorail.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice. So, yeah, I mean, it's
I have to say, I like Pirates better here. No question, hands down.
Absolutely.
I like Haunted Mansion better in Walt Disney World.
But did you notice the trees?
Yes.
They were coming out of the house.
The
they were so great.
When the ride, when the car tips you around backwards and you're coming down the hill, if you look at the trees, they have faces. I thought the,
did they really? Yeah.
They did. We'll have to ride it again. I like that here it's an Antebellum mansion when you enter.
Like yes.
It was beautiful at night.
It's the theme of New
Orleans. Right.
I mean, not that we get to see it this trip, but Disneyland is famous for doing the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at the London Mansion for Halloween.
Very
and
cool.
It's spectacular. I mean, I've seen the videos on YouTube. It's really, really cool. I wish they would do that at Walt Disney World. But yes, hands down, I think the Walt Disney World Haunted Mansion is better. And the queue line is more involved. Big Thunder Mountain.
Oh, wow. That scared the heck out of me
Yeah,
last
it was
night.
It was really, so really fast. But I think, overall, I kind of like it better out here. I mean, they have the LED screen with the falling rocks.
And the detail of the town.
The detail of the town as you go by. So I think that, that really adds to things.
Yeah, I mean, I was it was exciting, and all of a sudden I'm like, this is going way faster than I've ever experienced before. I think something went wrong. And it really did scare me. It was so fast. But it was great.
It seemed a little smoother than the one in Disney World.
Yes, it definitely is smoother. I would agree with that as well.
And the details, like the fence rails being lashed together with the leather strap and all the rust on anything that's metal,
yeah,
the details
were
great.
So that's nice. And then I know we're talking Disneyland, but if I can stop, or hop over to Disney California Adventure. I know, Steve, you'd seen Buena Vista Street reimagined, but when Donna and I were here last year or 18 months ago, Buena Vista Street didn't look anything like that. It didn't exist. So that's new. And, of course, Leslie and Chris had never seen it. So impressions as to what that's like?
It was incredible. Yeah. It really is. It's incredible. And it's hard to get an idea of the scale when you're looking at the pictures or even on the videos online.
How's everybody sound?
It's really
doing
impressive.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what I'm eating right here.
Is that Drew, our waiter?
Yes.
Yep.
I loved it. I thought it was a great experience. So.
Yeah, and if you've got like a really huge budget and a whole bunch of really creative, obsessive, compulsive people, you can come up with some amazing stuff. It's just incredible detail.
And I mean, the whole early 1920s Hollywood feel, I mean, you capture that. You get a lot of the performers on the street, just like they have at Hollywood Studios, but I think they're more. Yeah, well, I think they're more prevalent here than they are at Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World these days. And they really walk right up to people. The trolleys, the red car trolleys that run, throughout Buena Vista Street, and the newsies come out several times, and we'll do a little show. Just the shops. I mean, the shops sell the same merchandise as they do everywhere else, but they're better presented. I don't know.
There's more room between the aisles. You're not rushed.
Yeah. They just seem more upscale.
It's true.
It really is a remarkable redesign. And of course, the Starbucks is the first Starbucks in a Disney park is here at Disney California Adventure.
Yep.
And it doesn't even look like a Starbucks. It's somebody's having a really good time on Pirates. just then. It was amazing. It doesn't stand out.
What'd you think of Cars Land?
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal is the only word.
The pictures and the videos do not do Cars Land justice. Because I looked at the pictures, I saw the videos, and I thought, well, yeah, that looks nice. But when you are there and you see the scope, the scale of everything, I felt like I was in Radiator Springs. I felt like I had walked into the movie. I mean, everything was captured exactly from the movie.
Yep.
Now the buildings, we noticed the buildings are exactly the same size as the ones at Art of Animation Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Sarge's surplus. And,
And that would make sense because it's Garner Holt doing the vehicles and things, the animatronics. Mm-hmm. So that does make sense. But yes, I mean, they took attention to that. That is very true.
We should repost the pictures from last year when there was still scaffolding all over the place.
To see how far it's come along. But then, I mean, in the rock work.
The strata?
It's stunning. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I mean, you look like you're in the Southwest, and I mean, if you're listening to this, do yourself a favor. Start putting money away and plan on a visit to Carsland. I mean, do what you have to do. Take a second job, get a loan, sell a kidney, you know, whatever you need to do, because you need to see this. You need to see it for yourself if you have any interest at all.
If you like cars at all,
You know, or just Disney creativity at its finest.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's really what it is. Just that, the attention to detail. All the cones.
The little snacks.
Yeah, every cone had its own different snack, but even the fencing around the cone areas referenced the cone shape. You know, no detail is too small. Very well done.
Yeah, and like you're right, when they're loading you, they'll like keep your bumpers and your mirrors inside the car. And,
Well, since we're eating lunch, I think we should talk about the food differences really briefly, because I have to say, I've been kind of blown away by the quality of the food overall on this trip. I'm thinking about, since we're talking about Carsland, we had breakfast, a late breakfast yesterday morning at Flo's, and it was outstanding. It was better than any quick service I've had in a Disney park.
Not expensive at all.
No.
Yeah, I don't think for a theme park. I mean, I think we paid around $8, $10.
Yeah, the smallies were $8.
Right,
yeah.
and I think our brioche with the salted caramel and bananas.
That was really good.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah, Chris wants to marry it.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have to go really back good. There again for
oh,
breakfast
totally
before we leave.
There.
That's tomorrow morning. We're going to have to. There's no way around it. I mean, I just had the waffles. I actually ordered off the kids' menu because it's not a trip. But they did. She never asked. Of course, for all she knew, one of my boys was outside with Dad. But for me, it's not a trip if I haven't had a Mickey or a Mickey-esque waffle. Of course, these were Cars waffles, but they were fresh. They were delicious.
I didn't notice it was car-shaped.
Yes. They had they're round, but they had the pictures of the cars on them. I've got a photo. I'll show you later. But they were fresh. They were crisp. They were delicious.
And the
but
music had all that great,
the
50s music, 50s doo-wop band. And then when you're standing in line for Radiator Springs, there was a lot of... older music like that, like they played some Woody Guthrie, some really, really cool stuff.
And then, and of course, Radiator Springs Racers, since that's the signature attraction.
Mm-hmm. Once we got to ride it, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. Yeah. I mean, going through Radiator Springs,
it was good. It was a lot like, I mean, to me, I enjoyed like sort of like the slower part. When it got a little fast, I thought it was a little much.
Well, fast part's the best part.
Fast is relative.
The racing
because,
part is great.
Because the racing, I mean, the top speed at Radiator Springs Racers is 40 miles an hour. By comparison, the top speed at Test Track when you would go outside was about 67.
Yeah.
So it's a significant difference. I mean, you definitely feel fast because there's that racing element.
And it's all open.
And you're banking and going over hills.
Yeah. But the whole leading up to that where you're driving through Radiator Springs and Mater meets up with you and you're doing the tractor tipping and the sheriff's telling you to slow down
and
now's the time to race and you either get a paint job or you get new tires.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that is wonderful. I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Seeing it light up
with all the neon.
The neon is beautiful.
And then last night, Leslie, Donna, and I did Fantasmic here. And Fantasmic is a different show than it is at Walt Disney World. It's on the Rivers of America, so it's across from Pirates of the Caribbean. And you are right up close. I mean, we were in a sitting area right up on the fence. So characters and things are coming by, and they're, just a few feet away.
You can see the facial expressions of every character that's on the boat.
You know,
the princesses and Peter Pan.
They have a big ship with
the rigging.
And Peter Pan and Captain Hook have a fight. You know, right on the ship.
Incredibly athletic. They're up in the rigging.
Right.
Swinging from ropes off the side of the boat.
Firing cannons.
Yeah, it was incredibly physical. Really, really impressive.
And then the crocodile coming after.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. But I think you have to...
And what's nice is, Fantasmic over at Disney World, you have to wait in this huge line for like an hour or longer. Then you have to go sit down and wait there for another hour if you want
to
get in.
Didn't
here,
have
you
to
just,
do that. I mean, we got in almost immediately. We timed it right.
Here it's just like right here. And you've got restaurants behind you, and you know, someone could go get some food.
It's nice. I think it's a shorter show in some ways because you don't have the big Pocahontas scene. It doesn't exist. Yeah. They have fewer of the water screen scenes, which I think is nice because that kind of drags the show down a little bit, I think, at Walt Disney World. And then the dragon.
The dragon was unreal.
It is a far better dragon at Disneyland. And it breathes like a stream of fire.
A big stream of fire.
Which is really extraordinary. So,
I
wasn't familiar with that. I mean, they said, you know, this is a sitting area. You just sit down. So nobody has to trample on everybody else. You don't have to race inside. But you're literally sitting on concrete.
We could see,
unless
we could
brought
see
it
the
out.
Crowds didn't look bad at all. We could, you know.
Again, a phenomenal show. And if you're thinking, well, I'm coming out to Disneyland, but I've seen that show, I don't need to see it again.
You
see
do
it again. Yeah.
There are areas that you'll get wet.
Right, and yes, you can because you're sitting so close. You can get wet from the water splashing. And then of course tonight is World of Color, so
Yay! That'll
be for a later show, I guess, with impressions.
I got my ears.
And yes, Donna got her, and Leslie got their glow with the show here, so hopefully they're not the only two people in the audience with them. Because
we don't care if we are.
How do the glow of the show ears work?
Well, the glow with the show ears are, I guess they have like a little RFID chip or transmitter in them. And so during the show, they are synced to the show, so you turn them on and they blink and sync and turn colors in sequence with the show. And they also work at Disneyland with the Mad Hatter Party. They work at also by the orange cones, I know. The cones at Radiator Springs, they will glow orange
when you approach, which
is cool. So we'll have to check that out. So there's a couple areas that they will add them. They don't have anything like that at Disney World yet, but I would hope they'll add the technology for maybe Fantasmic or Illuminations. So should be a great show, and those glove of the show ears are about $25, but
they were 23 and change.
Yeah,
but it's a great souvenir.
Effect. So looking forward to seeing that show again, and I know Chris and Leslie are looking forward to seeing it for the first time.
I know I am.
And our food has arrived, and it's looking awesome.
Yeah,
it's looking humongous.
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Serving our
Monte Cristos.
Thank you very much. It looks like a bunch of them got the Monte Cristo, and Don and I were different.
Oh, here comes yours.
I think we got the Tesoro chicken. So, but yes, the signature dish at Disneyland, of course, at the Blue Bayou is the Monte Cristo.
All right.
So I think we are going to
Bon Appetit.
We're going to
eat our lunch, and then we'll
spill our cutlery.
Stuff.
There you guys go. Enjoy lemonade for a couple tastes.
Don't
make any adjustments necessary.